It's Monday, March 11th, 2024. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Great way to open up this year episode of the show from Nashville, the band Yacht Club. They're back with a new single, That Was It. It's called Pixel, and it's super good, as is so much other stuff by Yacht Club. I look forward to whatever album this Pixel song ends up being from, because I have a feeling it's going to be from an album that just isn't announced or released yet. So I look forward to that. Okay, up next, something I'm super excited about. This band is so super cool. It's called Bolus Pupil. It's a guy from Ghent in Belgium, but I guess his mom was like an immigrant from China. Anyway, he brings a lot of Chinese influence to his music, but it sounds like Kraftwerk, but like not. It's so super cool. It's the most exciting thing on this show, I think. And so we're going to hear two songs. First, Matai Wai Road with his sister, Sala Pupil, and then Completely Half. Those are the two songs. They both come from a brand new record, just came out. It's called Letter to You, YU. And this album is so super cool, especially Matai Wai Road. It's like nothing else. So without further ado, enjoy Bolus Pupil from Ghent in Belgium right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Completely have on my behalf. try? Why even try? Three cheers, they're laughing at me. Don't you know that my nothing is free? Is this how it ought to be? Pockets filled up to the brim. Scoff frogs with pointed grins, lining up for the guillotine. Rolling trees, oh how obscene. Hypocrites of hooray. The bleach dry, why even try? Three cheers, they're laughing at me. Don't you know that life, nothing is free. Is this how it ought to be? We'll be right back.
right, let's get caught up. After Bullous Pupil back there, we heard two songs by a band from Melbourne in Australia called Soft Covers. And if you're thinking, wow, they make covers of music, but like that are soft? No, that's just the name of the band. Maybe it's like soft blankets or that are on your bed, soft covers. I don't know. Either way, it's great. They have an album called Soft Serve, which both of those songs came from. First was Every Week, and the second was Point of View. And that was actually the bookends to the album, first and last track. And what's in between is also good. But I just really like those two songs in particular. I think they wanted to start and finish strong, so they put maybe the best songs at the beginning and end. It's a great record. It's got this like, you know, kind of early aughts or late 90s indie pop music thing going on. Super nice. Then, just before I started talking, we heard two songs by a band from San Francisco called The Umbrellas. We heard Three Cheers and Echoes, both from their Fairweather Friend album. It's, again, kind of throwback-y indie rock from the 90s sound. It's like very garage rock, guy at home sort of sound, but catchy hooks and all the good stuff you liked from that time period, if you're like me. So The Umbrellas, hope you liked it. Okay, up next, changing gears a bit, we're going to go to New Orleans, Louisiana. That's right, for the Lost Bayou Ramblers. It's been a long time since I played them on the show, but they've got a new record. It is called Live Orpheum Theater NOLA. So this is what's cool about this. I don't usually play live recordings because I don't usually like them, but in this case, it's great. I feel like this is a band with their Cajun influence that really benefits from the live energy. And in particular, this album, it's not just the Lost Bayou Ramblers. It's the Lost Bayou Ramblers with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. So it's like this swamp rock foot stomp into the alligators kind of music, but with an orchestra. Super great. Sounds great live. It's not obvious that it's live. It's just cool recording. It's very big. So we're going to hear two of those right now. Granny Smith and Aloha Golden Meadow, Marie Noir. And both super great songs. The whole album's good. If you like this kind of thing, you're going to like it. So without further ado, the Lost Bayou Ramblers with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra, Granny Smith, and Aloha Golden Meadow, the Marie Noir. Right now on The Sounds of My Head.
the Central Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning. Darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in rail.
Let me be the very first to welcome Sweden as a party to the Washington Treaty and the 32nd member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. This is a historic moment for Sweden. Our NATO alliance is now stronger and larger than it's ever been. Sweden had a 200-year-old policy of non-alignment. And before Putin's re-invasion of Ukraine in February of 2022, if you looked at the polling, less than one-third of Swedes supported joining NATO. This was part and parcel of Sweden's history. And then everything changed. After the invasion, three-quarters of the Swedish people made clear their desire to join. Swedes realized something very profound, that if Putin was willing to try to erase one neighbor from the map,
then he might well not stop there. And if he was allowed to proceed with impunity, not only would his aggression potentially continue, but would-be aggressors everywhere would get the message that it was open season. And so the Swedish people stood up not only for their own country, but stood up to the common responsibility that we share to try to make sure that the very foundations of the international system that we all rely on to have peace, to have security, when they were challenged, Sweden was there to defend them. And I think what this tells us even more profoundly is the reaffirmation of Sweden's democratic character. There's also no clearer example than today of the strategic debacle that Putin's invasion of Ukraine has become for Russia. We see a Russia that is now weaker militarily, economically, diplomatically. And we see again and again and again that everything Putin sought to prevent, he's actually precipitated by his actions, by his aggression. And there's no clearer example of that than Sweden becoming a member of this alliance.
We are deeply grateful for the overwhelming bipartisan congressional support for Sweden's accession. I would personally like to thank both President Biden and you, Secretary Blinken, for your invaluable efforts and personal commitments during the accession process. As a strong democracy, Sweden will stand for the values in the Washington Treaty, signed just a few blocks from here 75 years ago. Freedom, democracy, individual liberty, and the rule of law. Sweden is, as was mentioned, now leaving 200 years of neutrality and military non-alignment behind. Membership means that we are coming home to the Alliance for Peace and coming home to the Alliance for Freedom, to which many democracies already belong. Also home to our neighbors' security cooperation. The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War. It was in this light that Sweden applied to join the NATO Defense Alliance, to gain security, but also to provide security. We have unique capabilities to contribute on land, in the air, at sea. Our support to Ukraine is a fundamental part of that. Ukraine is fighting bravely for its freedom, but they are also defending European freedom.
Star, how we didn't rain till the moment.
Okay, let's get caught up one last time. After the Lost Bayou Ramblers, we kept it in New Orleans for the city of New Orleans. That was a song by Arlo Guthrie. Of course, it's a cover of the original by Steve Goodman, which the original is way worse. So you got to stick with that Arlo Guthrie version or the Willie Nelson version. There's a bunch of versions of that song, but Arlo's and Willie's are the best. And I'm partial to Arlo Guthrie. So I hope you liked City of New Orleans. That's just a throw. I just had to put it on the show. Think about New Orleans. And the thing is, I haven't been to New Orleans. So I was looking this up because I used to go all the time. And I have not been in, like, since 2018. So it's like a long time. It was like 5-6 years. So yeah, I kind of feel like I'm due for a visit to New Orleans. I miss the place. It has a great vibe. Maybe that's why my brain is stuck in Louisiana mode. After Arlo Guthrie, and just before I started talking, we heard the band People Museum. They're from New Orleans. So I was sticking with the New Orleans theme here. And they're super great. I like their songs that we heard, Whole Heart 2023 and Saturn Rings in particular. That's a really strong song just before I started talking. They both came off their new album, Relic. And I like People Museum. It's a great name for a band. And also, I like that they're from New Orleans and that they don't really sound like typical, whatever, old-timey. You know, they're not like Lost Bayou Ramblers doing like music that would be, that you'd expect, you know, like People Museum could be from anywhere, but they just happen to be from NOLA. So super cool. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, a band from Central California called Lace. I think it's like, you know, just like a girl in her bedroom probably, but I don't know. She only has this one song, but this song is legit great. So I can see why it's taken off. It's called Risk. I think it's her only song. I look forward to more from Lace if it's going to be all like this, because it's really good. So finishing up this episode of the show, Lace with Risk right now on The Sounds of My Head. that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was New Orleans Instrumental No. 1 by R.E.M., When the Saints Go Marching In, covered by the Gumbo Trio, and Louisiana Stomp by Clifton Chenier. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can also follow me on the socials. Look for links to that as well. You can email me, daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. And of course, there's a playlist on Spotify for season 21. That's this season. All the songs I play on the show that are in Spotify, I put into a playlist for the season. And as the episodes come out, there's just more songs in the playlist. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.